It's funny how we use names. In the army, I'm often getting myself into difficult situations because as an institution, it loves to call people only by their surnames, whereas I prefer to try and learn my soldiers' first names. And so often difficult situations will be, have you seen Corporal Smith? And I won't know if I've seen a Corporal Smith or not. I know I've seen a Luke or a Matt, but often I won't learn their surnames, which, as you can imagine, doesn't make things particularly easy. When dropping my kids off to school, I'm almost amazed by the variety of unique names now present in the school playground. I'm not even sure that some of them are actually even names. There's a trend, such as the trend, that I came across this article online of some of the worst names given to children. And some of these names were names such as Danger, Ajax, which I'm thinking with the current situation with Ajax, it's not the most appropriate. A poor child who was named Adolf, and one very poor child whose parents decided to name him Satan. The names that parents give to their children can be very important. They may carry special meanings or perhaps carry on a family tradition. Now, we also chose a rather unique name for our youngest, Adelina, naming her after one of the doctors who had been instrumental in her early care and who had actually delivered her via C-section. On the other hand, some children receive their names just because they sound good. The BBC happened to be showing War and Peace when my mother was pregnant with me, and so I was named after the character Count Nikolai. The church has always put an emphasis upon names at baptism. And at baptism, traditionally, this was where children were given their Christian names. And around the world, many people, when they become Christians, will take on a new name at their conversion. The tradition of names carrying a special meaning goes back to before Christian times. All through the Bible's Old Testament, we see the significance of names which carry special meaning. For example, the name Abraham means father of many. And Elisha means my God is salvation. But in our Bible reading today from Matthew's Gospel, which we just heard, the meanings of names are also very significant. Within this passage, there are two names given for Jesus. And within this, the meaning of those two names are the foundation of what we need to know about Jesus. Now, the Bible gives us two accounts of the birth of Jesus. In Luke's Gospel, we see the events through Mary's perspective. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary and tells her not to be afraid, that she has found favor with God and will bear a son, Jesus, the Son of God. And here, Mary is portrayed as being both confident and excited. Matthew's accounts, however, show us something quite different. Here we see the events through the eyes of Joseph. Joseph has just found out that his fiancée is pregnant with a baby that isn't his. And we are told that Joseph was a righteous man, and so he decides to break off the relationship quietly. This is until the angel of the Lord visits him in a dream. And like Mary, he is also told, "Do not be afraid, for the child that Mary bears is conceived by the Holy Spirit." And Joseph wasn't called just to marry Mary, but he was called also to be a father to Jesus. And so even though Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, Joseph was to be to Jesus his father on earth. And so the genealogy that Matthew gives just a few verses before those we heard today affirms this, as it traces Jesus' lineage through Abraham down to Joseph. And in his dream, Joseph, like Mary, is also told to name the baby Jesus. The name Jesus was a popular name at the time. Jesus is the Greek translation. In Hebrew, the name is Yeshua, the same name as Joshua. The name Yeshua, Jesus, means to rescue and to deliver. Quite literally, the name means Savior. It is a name that is synonymous in the Bible with salvation. If you remember back to the story of Moses in the Old Testament, after Moses has led God's people out of slavery in Egypt, it was his successor, Joshua, who leads God's people into the promised land. This is a name that declares that the baby that's going to be born to Mary and Joseph would be like the Joshua of the Old Testament. He would lead God's people into the promised land. He was going to be a rescuer and a deliverer. He was coming as a savior, not just for the Jews, but a savior for the whole world. A savior who would complete what the law of Moses had failed to do, to rescue us from the slavery of sin. And it is out of the exile of sin that he would lead us into freedom. Now later in our readings from Matthew, we are told that the things that are taking place were fulfilling what was foretold by the prophet. The prophet mentioned here is Isaiah, and the prophecy comes from Isaiah 7, the verses we heard read this morning. In the passage, it foretells the virgin who would bear a son to be named Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel is a name that is never given to anybody else in the Bible. You won't find an Emmanuel tending his flocks in the Old Testament. And there is a reason for this. It is because of what the name means. Matthew gives us the meaning of the name Emmanuel in his gospel. God is with us. The baby that was soon to be born was unlike any baby that had ever been before, because he was God. God the Son, whose John's gospel calls the Word, who had been with God the Father and God the Spirit before the world was even created, was taking on human flesh and coming to dwell amongst us. The whole of Matthew's gospel frames Jesus in the light of him with us. Here at the start of Matthew's gospel, we are told that Jesus is God with us. And the very last words of Jesus at the end of Matthew's gospel in that great commission are, "I am with you always to the end of the age." We are now only a few days away from Christmas, and I'm sure most of us here will share some of the same traditions. If you're like me and you leave things to the last minute, then you have only a few days left to do some Christmas shopping. Perhaps you will attend a midnight mass service on Christmas Eve, or on Christmas Day, the morning service. And then there is the time to share presents on Christmas Day itself, and to cook the roast dinners. And perhaps at 3 p.m. on Christmas Day, we will turn on our TVs to watch the King's speech. I'm not sure if you're the same, but I find myself still getting used to the idea of a King's speech at Christmas, rather than a Queen's speech. I think the late Queen had a special and unique gift in being able to say the words we needed to hear each year. Back in 2012, during one of her Christmas speeches to the nation, the Queen remarked how during Christmas, she was always struck by how the spirit of togetherness lies at the heart of the Christmas story. A spirit of togetherness. A profound observation which rings true. We gather together as friends and family this season to celebrate. But this is also true for that first Christmas. Mary and Joseph have travelled to Bethlehem and are unable to find shelter in the inn. Mary is forced to go through the labour in the cattle shed, away from her help and support from her own family. She's forced to use the animal's feed manger as a crib for her newborn baby. Mary and Joseph are alone with their new baby. But then guests appear. Shepherds who have been tending their flocks received a heavenly invitation to come and see for themselves the newborn baby. And later on, wise men from the east who had travelled from afar bearing gifts fit for a king. Togetherness is at the heart of the Christmas story, and this is most apparent in God being present with us. God himself born as the baby 2,000 years ago, Emmanuel, God with us. These two names, Jesus and Emmanuel, when put together, tell us that the coming baby was God himself taking on human flesh to dwell amongst us here on earth, present with us. And in doing so, he would rescue and deliver us. He would be our saviour. Regardless if we have lots of family and friends to celebrate Christmas with or not, the message to us all is the same. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God made flesh, our saviour, has chosen to be with us, not just this Christmas time, but for all time. Amen.